Prime Minister as well is now on the island and his own island of Pentecost, because he lost his uncle and his uncle 3 weeks ago, and his uncle is one of the high-ranking chief of Central Pentecost, and today he is performing a custom ceremony in his village to mark the 10 days after his uncle died.
So where and why do you think these alleged rumours started circulating?
The rumours start from the office of the opposition, and the national radio got the report from the office of the opposition, and then they contacted me and told them that Prime Minister is in holiday and he went to New Caledonia for a regular medical checkup. And then even Mr. Wilson sent me an email, and I told him that Prime Minister will be coming back on Sunday. And if you want to know about the health of the Prime Minister, he should be at the airport to see the status of the life, to see the condition of the health of the Prime Minister. And also in his report this morning, he said that doctor has stopped him to come to work. But if the doctor stopped him not to come to work, he will not share the Council of Ministers meeting last Thursday, but the Prime Minister was there last week in his office.
Is there any way that we can see public evidence or evidence, photographic evidence of the Prime Minister out in public?
Well, I can send you, I have no time, but I can send you the agenda of the Council of Ministers that was shared by the Prime Minister last Thursday. And he left Port Vila yesterday to go to the Pentecost. If he has a stroke, he cannot travel. But he travelled to the plane yesterday to perform a custom ceremony today on his island of Pentecost.
Does the Prime Minister have some health problems that are of concern, given that he went to both his local doctor fairly recently and then travelled to New Caledonia, as you say, for a holiday, and also while there had a medical check? It seems that's a lot of doctor visits in a very short space of time.
It is a normal for him to get regular medical checkup. Anybody in Vanuatu has the right to make the regular checkup, and it is recommended by the health authority.
You mentioned at the start that you believed this story originated from the opposition's offices, and there have, of course, been rumours or reports that perhaps if the Prime Minister's health is so bad, if he stands down, there may be a by-election or even another general election. Do you believe this is all entirely political, aimed at trying to interrupt the relative political stability that there has been in Vanuatu?
It is politically motivated, because the report that the local media get, they get from the office of the opposition. The opposition make a rumour that the Prime Minister was sent to New Caledonia, and then is what he was referred from New Caledonia to Australia, but it is not true.